Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Still moving and grooving along, top of the 8 o'clock hour in our nation's capital. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock right here on Overtime. Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham riding with you, getting you geared up for Commanders and Lions tomorrow night. Winner punches their ticket to the NFC title game. Washington 9-point underdogs against the Detroit Lions. Gave this number a few times. We'll give it here again. In the last 15 postseason matchups in which a team have been favored by 8 or more points, those teams that are favored by 8 or more, a whopping 15-0 with a point differential of 14 points. So Washington, to put it mildly, has no work cut out for them tomorrow night against the Detroit Lions. I've been giving you all like an hour-by-hour update. I guess we're probably 24 hours from right now, I'll be at a very loud bar, Honors Brewery, out in Sterling. And you all can come join us there for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. Myself, Denton Day, getting you geared up for the most important Commanders game in a very, very long time.
Our lifetime? Probably.
Our lifetime.
Yeah.
Clearly. I keep putting 2006 to the side because, like, I wasn't paying attention in 06.
No, we were
I was
six.
Like, yeah, at that point, 2006, I was like 8. So, but anyway, this is a bad radio tease. I was trying to come tell you all that you can come check myself and Denton Day out tomorrow at Honor Brewing in Loudoun County, 42604 Trade West Drive in Sterling, Virginia. As we get you through the pregame show, take you right up to kickoff, and then we'll hang around, kiss babies, sign some autographs as we watch on pins and needles with the rest of you all out there as Washington tries to punch their ticket to the NFC Championship game for the first time since 1991. One way that Washington will be able to win is if they're able to continue to play with tempo. Washington runs the most tempo in the National Football League. The beautiful thing about this, their opponent tomorrow night, the Lions, one of the worst teams in the National Football League, defending against tempo. Lions 31st in success rate allowed and 26th in EPA per play against teams when they run no huddle offense. So if you're Washington, right, the game plan's easy. Just don't huddle. You'll win. Duh. But no, obviously, like I said earlier, they're not running tempo at this point. And Max, we've said this numerous of times. They're not just running tempo at this point to try and play with pace. They're running tempo to, one, prevent the substitutions that are happening on the defensive side of the football. Two, I think they're now running tempo to bleed the clock. Just think about it like this. Cliff Kingsbury can talk into Daniel's headset until 15 seconds on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
So the quicker they get the play in, Cliff gets to watch the defense set up. Talk him through the – there's nothing wrong with it. It happens all the time. Kirk Cousins and Sean McVay were kings
constantly.
Yeah. And they weren't even running tempo with that. So I think the tempo is definitely something that Washington's got to continue to do, and I think they will. It's exactly who they are. But the thing that I love the most about this Washington Commanders offense. See, there I go again. One thing I love about this offense is they've shown, hey, we can beat you with a left hook. We can jab you to death. We can knock your ass out with an uppercut, a.k.a. Terry McLaurin or De'Ami Brown taking the top off. Their ability to move the football, creating explosives, and then bleeding out the clock with these long, methodical drives shows you that they're virtually unstoppable. That's how I feel about it. By hook or by crook, they're going to find their way to 28-plus points. That's what they do. The big question is going to be, what do they do on the defensive side of the football? I mentioned, though, nationally, Washington not getting a whole lot of love. They're getting love from one guy, and he happens to play in the NFC East. Micah Parsons, defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys, had this to say about tomorrow night's divisional round game between Washington and Detroit.
Divisional round games, Commanders versus Lions. I just can't bet against Jaden Daniels. I'm going to go with Commanders. Rams, Eagles. I think it's going to be a big upset week. I'm going to go with the Rams. I just think the way the Rams played last week, the way they've been playing in December, I think they've been on a tear. They're in rhythm. The Eagles didn't look like they were in rhythm. So I'm going to go with the team that looks hot. Texas Chiefs. I can't go against Patty Mahomes. I'm going with Chiefs, and then I'm going to take Ravens over Bills.
Did you hear that? One, Mike is crazy picking the Rams.
It could happen.
No chance.
It could happen.
I think it's the most unlikely of the upsets.
I don't. Eagles put up a stinker, dude.
Matt Stafford can't play in the
coin. This is the other side of the coin.
That's my thing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I don't
there.
Trust him in adverse weather conditions. But Micah Parsons saying, "quote I can't bet against Jaden Daniels." Think about what that means. First of all, he's right. You shouldn't bet against Jaden Daniels. But to have the respect of your peers this early in your career, I think says a whole lot about how impactful Jaden Daniels is as a quarterback. Mike has seen him twice already. 1-1. Sacked him in both games. But he understands how difficult it is to prepare against this young man. I'm not trying to overstate it. But, like, Detroit's defense is god-awful.
It's banged up, that's for sure.
It's banged up. It's not very good. They give up a ton of explosives. They live life playing man-to-man a lot. Jaden's going to carve up, man. If you want to go zone, he'll carve that up. It's just tough, man.
I think one thing that was huge for the Lions' defense going, week 18, Sam Darnold turned into a pumpkin.
Literally.
So, I don't know, man. I just feel like that is giving them a lot of credit.
Yeah.
That, like, that was all Sam Darnold. That wasn't Detroit's defense. That was Sam Darnold sucking.
Well, yeah. If I'm being real about it, yeah. Now, credit to Aaron Glenn for putting out the blueprint, because, you know, Aubrey Pleasant and company out in, you know, L.A. last week replicated the same thing. It made him look like a pumpkin for the second consecutive week. So, I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. One, your confidence level tomorrow night for Washington. And then two, what must Washington do in order to pick up the victory. 1-800-636-1067. Lawrence up in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Law?
What's happening, Linnell? Youngest in charge. You can take the youngest part off because you just in charge now, bro.
I appreciate you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look here, man. My confidence level's at an all-time high. And I tell you this, man, this is a team, right? I understand that Jaden Daniels is the talk of the town, mm-hmm. and he's my talk of the town. But Jaden Daniels, I'll give you an example. How many superstars did Michael Jordan have next to him to win 6 championships?
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I'm tired of hearing is people saying that we're playing with house money. We're not playing with house money. We're a professional football team. These guys, their salaries will change the zip code of every person listening on this show tonight. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So these guys is getting, you know, these are professionals, and they're doing the work, and they're a team. They have leadership, man. When I tell you this real quick, man, when Marcus Mariota encouraged Jaden, told him, get up, get your air, go use your God-given ability and go out there and win us the game. He did it, right?
Right.
The very next week, what did Marcus Mariota do? The same thing that he told young Jaden to do, he went and did it himself. So that always told me from right there that the leadership level, how much it's grown in the locker room, and how much it is on the sideline, and that's a whole team. And that whole team can beat anybody on any given day. I'm excited, bro. Mm.
You got me fired up.
This me, the Agent K on Instagram.
Oh, my man, my man. I appreciate you tapping in, my man. 1-800-636-1067. Hey, man, Lawrence got me turned up, man. Lawrence got me turned up. The one thing I'll continue to say, and I think we've all said it, and Lawrence kind of highlighted it, they got a special mix of people in that building. Because I'll still stack this roster up, and people got annoyed when I said this during the regular season at a certain point. I think this was right before, during the bye week, before they came out and played New Orleans. I said, man, on paper, this roster's bottom 10 in the NFL. Like, on paper, it's not a good roster. But for the reasons that Lawrence just mentioned, they have the right blend of people within the building to where they're maximizing everyone's talent. But when you foster that type of environment where guys are holding each other accountable, guys like each other, etc., when you foster that type of environment, you get the best out of everyone. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you're on the line, stay there. We'll continue to take your calls. We're going to pivot a little bit here in the next segment. I'll give you a couple of numbers on the Commanders' offense that'll blow you away. Plus, I'll give you three guys that have to play big in order for the Washington Commanders to come away with the victory tomorrow night. That's next here on The Fan.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll go behind enemy lines during the 9 o'clock hour. Our pal Mark Ryan, Detroit Lions Radio Network, going to join us to give us the skinny on how Washington could potentially exploit the Detroit Lions. And the other thing I want to ask, Mark, I really do believe the Lions and the Commanders are two franchises that honestly are a lot more similar than maybe we give credit for. You want to talk about a GM and head coach being in lockstep? Look no further than Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. You could go here and look at Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. It's very similar. And then it's two coaches that aren't X's and O gurus, right? Dan Campbell isn't regarded around the league as the most bright offensive mind, right? He's no Ben Johnson. I say that facetiously, obviously. Dan Quinn, known as a defensive-minded guy, but both of their most impactful and valuable qualities is their ability to lead. Both of those guys, tremendous leaders. And I think Washington is in a position right now where they should be viewed as the gold standard. There are teams out there right now that are looking for a head coach and a GM. Everyone should point at Washington's process and go, yeah, we need to do it that way. We need to figure how to do that. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know if teams are going to be able to easily emulate it, but they're the blueprint. They're the standard. How quickly can you expect to turn a franchise around? Don't look at Washington as an example. I don't think it's replicable. I don't. But when you got a difference maker at quarterback, when you're head coach, ownership, GM, all on the same page, anything is possible. Anything is possible. I think Washington's going to have to score a ton of points to win on Saturday. I think they're going to have to possess the football. They're going to have to score a ton of points. In terms of putting a number on it, Washington does not win if they don't score more than 27 or more. Excuse me. I think they got to score 27 or more. How do they get to 27 or more? That's where things get interesting. I look at some of the guys that have had success this year against the Detroit Lions defense. I mentioned Ricky Pearsall going 8 catches for 141 yards. I mentioned George Kittle, 8 for 112. I go back and I look at the way that Christian Watson played against the Detroit Lions. Washington can replicate the offensive game plan of some of Detroit's previous opponents. And it really ain't nothing that you should be trying to emulate or replicate. Their pass defense stinks. That's the bottom line. Their pass defense is not very good. Christian Watson took the top off of his defense. Keenan Allen took the top off of this defense, right? Ricky Pearsall did it. Teams have done it all year long. Can Washington do it with Terry McLaurin?
I like that you mentioned an old man who a lot of people were calling fat before the season, and a guy who got shot. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, pretty crazy. It shows you, though, that they can be had. That's what I've continued to believe about that group. It's sexy. It's going for it all fourth down. It's uber-aggressive football. It's the swagger they play with. They run cute trick plays. I care less about all that. At Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, throw the records out of the window. Washington, quite literally, is the hottest team in the NFL right now. Winners of six in a row. I look at Detroit as a group that honestly is trending in the wrong direction from an injury standpoint, from a performance of their defense standpoint. They're trending in the wrong direction. But there are a couple of numbers via our guy Nate Tice, yahoosports.com, that I wanted to get to here. The Detroit Lions defense really have struggled against receiving backs this year. They've struggled against backs that have had success catching it out of the backfield. I go back to their matchup against Buffalo. Ty Johnson, out of the University of Maryland, was really effective and impactful against the Detroit Lions defense. I'm trying to quickly pull up the box score. I think it was something like 8 catches for 96 yards or something like that. He went Kanye crazy, so to speak, in that football game. The reason I bring it up, Washington has similar personnel that could create those type of problems. I continue to look at this matchup as like Bills and Lions 2.0. Washington and Buffalo are like the same team. And people are going to be like, oh, what are you talking about? Josh Allen carries the load for that offense. Jaden Daniels carries the load for this offense. Defensively, opportunistic Bills defense, opportunistic Washington defense. Up front, the Bills' offensive line road grades people. I'll give that to them. Ours, not so much. But when I go back and look at that football game, Ty Johnson, 5 catches for 114 yards. 5 catches for 114 yards. The Lions, if this is VR guy, Nate Tice of yahoosports.com, 28th in dropback success rate allowed when teams are targeting the running back position. And Austin Ekeler, amongst 37 backs with 200 or more routes run, 2nd in yards per route run, 2nd in yards per target, and 1st in explosive reception rate. So I look at Austin Ekeler. I mentioned we had to name 3 guys that were going to have a big impact on this football game. I look at Austin Ekeler and go, yeah, that guy presents a matchup nightmare for this Detroit Lions defense. I look at Zach Ertz. I look at Zach Ertz and the success that he can have. Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox in that game against Detroit combined for 6 catches for 95 yards. They both had explosive receptions of 29 and 23 yards. So, Zach Ertz, the time is now, brother. Keon Coleman took the top off of their defense. Terry McLaurin, it's your time. 1-800-636-1067. Phone lines are open to you. You can chew on anything we've discussed here to this point. How confident are you in Washington? What has to happen in order for them to win? If you got 3 guys, 1 guy that you think has to step up, give it to me. 1-800-636-1067. Andy's in Sterling. What's up, Andy?
Linnell, Mighty Max. Man, I wish I shared y'all's optimism. Look,
Andy,
the only way the Commanders
people,
are going to win.
You of all what? People not optimistic?
Hey, buddy, on this, like, you got to be realistic. The only way the Commanders win this game is if they, I cannot believe they've been able to win this many games. I realize Jaden is a magician, but they've been able to win this many games without a running game. It's ridiculous that they haven't been able to generate one, especially since they have a running quarterback. You would have thought that very fact would have enabled these running backs, the so-called running backs they got on the team, to pick up more than 2 yards at a crack. They also need to force an occasional turnover or fumble. For whatever reason, the Commanders Redskins have not been able to put a defense on the field that produces turnovers. For the life of me, I don't understand it. The third thing is you have to have the number two receiver show up. If it's just scary carry, you can hang it up. You can forget it. You won't be able to keep up with Detroit. All right, dudes, that's it.
Appreciate you as always, Andy. 1-800-636-1067. He makes up a good point. The number two wide receiver is going to be huge. Deami Brown and his performance last Sunday night against Tampa. First of all, it just goes to show you, like, that performance Sunday night kind of embodies what this football team is. Deami Brown, some folks were questioning whether or not he'd make the roster or not. These guys have just found a way to get the most out of everybody on this roster, and I think it's a testament to the coaching staff. But to Andy's point, someone else has got to step up. Someone else has got to step up. Because if you notice the game plan that Detroit implemented against Minnesota, it was double Justin Jefferson. What will be Washington's answer if they double Terry McLaurin? I gave you Austin Eckler, potentially. I gave you Zach Ertz, potentially. That does concern me. Because Justin Jefferson was frustrated a couple of Sunday nights ago. But the thing about it, and our producer Max mentioned it, their offense, talking about the Rams, had several red zone opportunities. They couldn't capitalize on them. I believe Washington will. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Gave you two guys on offense that I think are in line, or three guys rather on offense that I think are in line for a big day. Austin Eckler, Terry McLaurin, Zach Ertz. When we come back, I'll give you the three defenders that I think must play out of their mind for Washington to pick up the W tomorrow night. That's next on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM at National Harbor Lister Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. We will preview division around weekend, and I'll give you my picks for the weekend before we get out of here. Also be joined by my guy Mark Ross, Detroit Lions Radio Network. He'll take us behind enemy lines and tell us what it is and what it ain't about Commanders and Lions coming up tomorrow night. Commanders with an opportunity to punch their ticket to the NFC Championship game for the first time since 1991. It's the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham sitting here in the studio. I'm 27 years of age. Mad Max Amos behind the glass. 25 years of age?
24.
24 years of age.
Frontal lobe's not fully there yet, but we're getting there.
You know, we're creeping. We weren't even thought about.
It's insane.
In 1991. How old's your older brother?
I don't. My little brother.
Your little brother.
Yeah, my little brother.
You're the older one.
Yeah, he's 21.
We weren't even thought about.
No.
It's amazing.
My parents, I don't even think had met yet at that point.
Just to think where this franchise is now and the fact that we got to, the fact that we survived Dan Snyder.
Listen, all that, and then the fact that you and I have stood here in this, I'll say it every time we're on air together.
Yeah.
You and I sat here in this studio and we looked at each other like, Jaden could be it.
He could be the guy.
And now here we are. It's so surreal, dude.
It is. It is. And hopefully Jaden is able to keep it going tomorrow night against the Detroit Lions. We'll let you hear from the starting quarterback. Dare I call him the greatest rookie quarterback of all time? A little bit later on in the show, we'll hear from him. We'll hear from head coach Dan Quinn. We'll preview the rest of divisional round of the playoffs. We'll take a look at the college football playoff. A lot to get to. About an hour and a half left to go here in the program. Right now, though, what I want to do is go back out to the phones. 1-800-636-1067. You can chew on anything we've discussed here tonight. Your confidence level in Washington this weekend, what they have to do in order to win, guys that need to step up. I told you I'd give you three defensive guys that need to step up. I told you who need to step up on offense. Zach Ertz, Terry McLaurin, Austin Eckler are my three that I'm circling. Those three have got to play big and connect on the deep shots when they're there. Eckler's got to break tackles. Ertz has got to make contested catches in order for this offense to continue to function. Obviously, the key answer to that is Jaden Daniels. But we're not doing cookie-cutter radio here. On the defensive side of the football, it's interesting. If you listen Wednesday on the Team 980, myself and Chris Russell, a windbag Wednesday, as we like to call it, I issued a public apology to John Allen and Daron Payne. I had referred to them as the Alabama bank robbers. But the way that those two young men played last Sunday night, they need them to play like that and even better in order to beat Detroit. John Allen and Daron Payne, it may not show up in the box score. I think they combined for like three tackles on the night. But when you look at why Washington was able to slow down Tampa Bay's rushing attack, John Allen was stout at the point of attack. Bobby Wagner had one of his best games as a member of this Commanders defense. Why? Because John Allen is holding firm at the point of attack, eating up double teams, keeping the linebackers clean, allowing Wagner to get downhill and wham, whack people in the face. You saw it from the get-go, though. I don't know if it was the smelling salts he had before the game, because I was watching Bobby. Bobby hit two packets of smelling salts. He was ready. But he came out guns a-blazing, and you saw the impact that he's able to have on this defense. Against Detroit, John and Daron must be even more impactful, and they're going to have a little bit of an advantage this week. Kevin Zeitler, the starting offensive guard for the Detroit Lions, already ruled out with a hamstring injury. So if you are Washington, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Christian Mahogany, the rookie out of Boston College, getting the start at right guard. He is a young man that you talk to folks in Detroit, we're raving about Jaden Daniels. They're raving about their sixth-round guard, Mr. Mahogany. He's a guy that's played a bunch of snaps this year. They're not looking at him as a downgrade from Zeitler. They think they're going to come in and push Washington around no matter who's lined up front. If you're Daron Payne, if you're John Allen, and you let a rookie handle you, give your check back. Turn in your key card. Stay in Detroit if they can't get interior pressure. I think it's going to be huge, though. The pressure component of this is huge for Washington. But I look at John Allen and Daron Payne, they got to play big on the interior in order for Washington to be able to have success defensively. For you, who has to step up on that side of the ball? 1-800-636-1067. Our guy Robert in Annapolis wants to tap in. What's going on, Robert? How you doing, my brother? Happy holidays.
Hey, Linnell, can you hear me?
I got you, my man. I know
you're excited.
Man,
It's been a minute. You know, it's always been my hope that my team over here and your team over there could meet in that Super Bowl. This has really been the first really good shot at it. But they both have tough roads to hoe. The Ravens will have to go win in Buffalo and then probably in Kansas City. And the Commanders are going to have to win in Detroit and then probably in Philadelphia. So if they can do it, they can do it. But can you imagine Lamar and Jaden in the Super Bowl together? That would be a
Wouldn't
show.
Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't
that would be
something?
A show.
It's the future of the National Football League, Robert.
All right, my friend. Thanks for taking my call. I wish you the best of luck.
I appreciate
you,
man. Always good hearing from you, Robert. 1-800-636-1067. Mad Max, I just sent it to you. Our guy Chad Ricardo is live out in Detroit. My guy Chad Ricardo of Fox 5. I want to let you all hear from the fans at this rally to give you an idea of how jacked up, how freaking fired up these people are out there. This fan flew in from Mexico to see Commanders and Lions tomorrow.
With me right now, a gentleman who came all the way from Mexico.
Yes,
sir. Why were you so interested to come from Mexico?
Oh, it's very nice. I'm from Mexicali, Mexico. It's a very fun to the Washington Redskins Commanders. 83.
Yes. He celebrated a Commander. Yeah. And you, sir, I talked to you earlier. Despite the prices, you made this trip to Detroit to support this team.
Of course. I can't miss out on this. We got to get the W tomorrow.
We got to get the W.
We will.
Let's go, man. Max, you are a fool. Andre is in Manassas. What's going on, Dre?
What's going on, man? That was exciting, man. Listen, I think we're going to win this game, Linnell. I mean, I actually know we're going to win this game.
We got everything going for us.
I mean, here are some statistics. You know, these might be, you know, off the cuff statistics, but still, this game is in Detroit, East Central Time Zone, in a stadium at night. The Commanders are, what, 3-0 at night games? Uh-huh. We are, like, 3-0 in dome games. We, like, 1-0 or 2-0 in the central time zone. We win in this, baby. It's not even I'm not even going to lose any sleep on this. And then I think Detroit's a fraud, really, because you're 15-2, but you play the NFC South, and then you lose two home games. Detroit's only two losses came at home. You don't have a record like that, and the losses are at home. I mean, you know, you dominate at home. I can see you lose a game on the road or something like that, but not two games. Not your only two losses are at home, which tells me, you know, they're not a strong home team. You know, and I think we're going to go up there, bust them in their mouth. We're going to still buy the Cadillac, and we're going to drive back home to D.C. with the victory. We're going to win this game.
Andre, I hope it goes that way, my brother. Let me ask you this. One guy on defense who you think has to step up and play big?
It's got to be Marshawn, man. If Marshawn does what I think he can do, and we all know he can't do it. I mean, you played ball. You know, I think it's a head game for him right now. You know, ultimately, you don't want to go too hard. You could, you know, I can only imagine you kind of have some kind of, like, you know, low-key PTSD. Block. You don't want to mess that up. But if he does what he needs to do, and then you just drop this nugget about, you know, the rookie defensive offensive tackle. Mm-hmm. I mean, let Johnny Newton and the boys, you know, run roughshod over there. I think we're going to win this game, man. No doubt in my mind, we're going to win this game, man.
Dre, I appreciate you as always, my brother. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I'll give you another defender who I think has to step up. Plus, there's a current former All-Pro that's also pretty bullish on the Washington Commanders. Let's hear from him next as well, right here on The Fan. About an hour and change left to go on the program. A lot to get to still. We'll preview Monday night's college football playoff between Ohio State and Texas before we get out of here. I will also give you my predictions for divisional round weekend in the National Football League postseason. I know you probably can guess where I'm leaning on Washington, but stick around. I'll let you hear where I'm leaning on Ravens, Bills, Texans, Chiefs, Rams, Eagles, the entire slate. How did I just completely omit? Did I omit a game? Texans, Eagles.
Nope.
Texans, Chiefs.
There you go.
Ravens, Rams. Excuse me. Ravens, man. Bills. Yeah, I'm on one right now. I'm just excited. I don't know what else to say. We'll preview the division round of the postseason before we get out of here. I want to get back out to the phones. But before we do that, first of all, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well, @NELL_BTP. You can chime in on anything. We've touched on a lot here tonight. Who has to step up defensively for Washington? Who has to step up offensively? And what must happen in order for Washington to win? So the phone lines are open on that, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Will in Fairfax. What's up, Will?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Hey, I got a couple things for you. First, there's only one guy on this defense that's in a contract year, and it's Jonathan Allen. He will not be a Commander next season. He is playing for his bag. And if he lays an egg like he did for the first, what, I don't know, what he played, 10, 11 games this season, it ain't going to be good for him. We need to see that dog we saw in the first two, 3 years that he was here, that difference maker. Because we can talk about cornerbacks, we can talk about linebackers, but you look at every great cornerback in this league, they get pressure up that interior. They may, or that statue quarterback, leave that pocket. For him, that's the game right there. If he's not getting pressure, if he's not breaking it up the middle, we're not going to get there.
Appreciate the call, Will. I agree 100%. Got to get pressure on Jared Goff. But I think for me, and I've gone back and forth on this, because like I said, Washington defensively has conceded. First of all, let's just put it this way. When you are as limited from a personnel standpoint as Washington is on defense, you have to concede something. You're not going to be able to guard everything. And it's very clear what Washington has conceded this year. They basically said, all right, we're okay giving up these chunk runs as long as we can tighten up and play good red zone defense, right? That's what Washington's bread and butter has been on the defensive side of the football. Sunday, I mean, tomorrow night, though, you cannot allow Detroit's run game to get going, because the moment they're not one-dimensional, the moment that they are balanced offensively, their play-action stuff is the best in the NFL. And Jared Goff, as average of a quarterback as I believe that he is, when he has the benefit of the running game and the play-action boot stuff, he's a different cat. He just is. So if you're able to make him one-dimensional, I think things change completely. How Washington plays defensively is going to be interesting to me. I happen to believe, just because of the deep speed that he has, I would avoid Marshawn Lattimore on Jameson Williams at all costs. At all costs, I would avoid that matchup. Is it traveling Mikey Sainra still with Jameson Williams? Maybe that's it. But I'm telling you, with his hamstrings being in the condition that they're in, him chasing Jameson Williams around is not good for this defense. It's not. It's not. But here's the beautiful thing. If you can make Detroit one-dimensional, Jameson Williams won't be a factor regardless. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067. Real quick here, while we got a second, I want to let you all hear from arguably my favorite defender in the National Football League. He's trapped on Exile Island.
You out, see how
out Las Vegas fun. With the Raiders. Our guy Max Crosby was on Good Morning Football this morning and had this to say about tomorrow's postseason game for Washington and the future of the Burgundy and Gold.
You see how Detroit's been playing as of, you know, recent. Everyone talked about, you know, all these injuries, and I think they had 16 guys on IR.
Yeah, their whole all defense. IR team.
Yeah, literally all IR team. We were similar with the Raiders this year, but there was a major difference. They won 15 games and are number one seed. Yeah. So that's a credit to the culture they built, the players that they have, and the coaches that they have. So it starts from top to bottom, and I think they've done an incredible job. So like you said, you've seen what Jaden Daniels has done all year. Mm-hmm. This Washington, you know, story has been crazy how fast they've turned it around. I think it would be catastrophic for the Lions in a few ways, because there are going to be changes. I think everyone kind of knows that.
Yeah.
But don't sleep on Jaden Daniels. That kid is so calm under pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, people were talking about him coming to us last year. I wouldn't have been mad about that. Wouldn't have been mad at all. Yep. But he's cool and collected, and he's so talented. And if you're going to man up against Washington with that type of you know, mm-hmm. speed and talent out there, and a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, who the Lions have struggled against dual threat guys, I think he can really go in there and shock the world. I'm not going to say, you know, that's not my prediction, but yeah. I think it could possibly happen. I'd be surprised.
Why don't you just pick him, Max? Come on. Have some intestinal fortitude. Why don't you, Crosby? You hear it, though. Max Crosby super bullish on Jaden in Washington. Let's just be real here. Max wanted Jaden in Vegas. So there's that. There's that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The Commanders social media team has done a tremendous job. And there was a hype video put out yesterday by John Bernthal.
Voiced by John Bernthal
that the Commanders put out on their team account. Max, if we play that on the air, first of all, we may have to clear this with the FCC. We may have to clear it with our program director, Chris Kinard. There is no way people are going to want to drive their cars through gas station pumps.
Yeah, you're going to want to run through that glass right in front of you, the door that's right behind you, the TV back there, everything.
I've heard it on my Twitter. I've heard it on my phone. I haven't heard it through the big loud speakers here at the Fan.
Well, let's hear it.
We'll let you all hear it before we get out of it. You know what? That's what we'll do top of the 9 o'clock hour. We'll take one more call before we hit the break. Fred's in Bristow. What's up, Fred?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you, I think first of all, I've got a lot of confidence that we're going to win this game, and I'm hoping Detroit comes in thinking they're going to walk all over us, because I think we're going to have a huge surprise in store for them. Secondly, I think that the key to this game and to winning it isn't one player. It's the whole team, and it has to be. That's the way they've won. The whole team has been clutch throughout the year, and that's how they'll win tomorrow. It has to be every player stepping up. It's not one player. It has to be all of them. And if they do, we're going to win.
I hope it ends up going that way, Fred. I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067. Think about this. 24 hours from now, how about this for a bold prediction? 24 hours from now, Washington will be up 10-7 on the Detroit Lions. Did you hear that, Max? 24 hours from now, Washington will be up 10-7.
I'm going to hear. Give me. I'm putting a reminder in my phone 24 hours
from 24 now. Hours from now. They better be up 10-7. They will be up 10-7. Final hour of power coming up here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Mark Ryan from the Detroit Lions Radio Network slated to join us. We'll get you a preview of the college football playoff. I'll also preview the other games in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. When we come back, though, more of your calls. What does Washington have to do to upset Detroit tomorrow night? And who must step up outside of the quarterback, Jayden Daniels? It's next on the Fan.